A weekly feature of The Exchange is our Vent Stay segment, which we'll open now. We give our listeners a chance to call in and vent on a couple of topics in the news. This week's topics, plastic bag bans and anti-smoking programs and what we should do to beef those up. Join us on The Exchange with your thoughts on these topics on Vent Stay, 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The plastic bag ban is a news item again, or still, take your pick, because the California legislature is working on a bill that would ban the single-use plastic bags statewide by sometime in 2016. The big argument against the bags, of course, is that they get loose and end up all over the landscape. There's money attached to this bill, $2 million, that's with an M, $1 million in grants and loans across California to help workers who make the bags get trained to make reusable bags and to refit the factories in which they work. At least 90 cities and counties in California, including L.A. County, as of this month, already banned the bags. The bill for a statewide ban would affect the larger grocery stores starting in the middle of next year, then extend to smaller stores, including pharmacies and liquor stores, the following year. So the question is, it time to make this move on a broad scale? As big as California's economy is, moves made there tend to spread to the rest of the country. Do you think the bags should stay in use because making them uses few resources? Or maybe because they can be used again for small trash can liners and stuff? What do you think? 800-838-3760-541-552-6782. Or jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two on this Vents Day, we're talking about cigarettes again because the American Lung Association released its State of Tobacco Control Report a week ago, and our states ended up with exactly the same grades, and they weren't very good ones. California and Oregon both got A's for smoke-free air for the places people can't smoke. Both states got D's for setting cigarette taxes too low. Both states got F's for prevention programs and for coverage of smoking cessation programs within Medicaid. Is it travesty and tragedy that we're getting these kinds of grades? Or is it time to leave smokers alone? Or what else should we be doing to discourage people from smoking? Join us on The Exchange on Vents Day at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Back with the first of your comments on this Vents Day in 1 minute 10. .836 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're not just on the radio, we're also online. Our website is jeffexchange.org. There's a Facebook page out there as well with 600 people liking us now. Thank you for the first 600. Let's move on to the second 600. And of course, we have a Twitter account as well at Jeff Exchange. So jeffexchange.org, Facebook, and Twitter, all places to find us online. We do encourage you to join our conversations, especially during this hour Vents Day segment. Today's topics, plastic bag bans, whether it's time to consider going statewide. California's thinking about it. Oregon, not particularly close. Anti-smoking programs, the other topic. Are we doing enough to get people to stop smoking? And do they appreciate it? My guess is not in some cases. Numbers here at The Exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. We go first to Steve in Eugene. Steve, I would have been surprised if you didn't call about this. Welcome to Vents Day.
Okay, as previously stated, I'm 69. I've been smoking since, well, I've been 12 or 13 and hasn't killed me yet. My mother, who was 90 when she died, smoked since she was 20, so good 70 years. And she died of MRSA that she caught in a hospital rather than smoking. It was totally unrelated. So the best thing you could do for me and people like me is go away and leave me alone.
Okay.
And when people tell me to stop smoking, I ask them, what do you drive and which would you rather have in your living room, your idling car or a couple smokers? And which is more dangerous and which is actually more responsible for the greater harm to humanity and planet Earth, us smokers or your car?
Well, you're not going to have your car in your living room, though. That's kind of a spurious argument, isn't it?
Or a chainsaw, or any kind of, you know, which, it's fine to bitch to me about smoking while I'm outside. But then you hop in your car, which I submit is way more dangerous to your health, not only from its pollution, but from its accidents and its drunk drivers. But you don't even think a minute about that, but get on your high horse to me about using a, you know, legal drug.
All right, I think we hear you loud and clear. Steve, thanks for calling. Always good to talk to you on The Exchange on Vince Day. Our topics, anti-smoking programs and plastic bag bans. You can join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Those categories, again, this is the Tobacco Control Report from the American Lung Association. You can see it in its full glory at stateoftobaccocontrol.org. The grades are for prevention, smoke-free air, cigarette tax, and cessation coverage. And again, the grades were exactly the same for Oregon and California. F for prevention, A for smoke-free air, D for cigarette tax, in this case because they're low, and F for cessation coverage because Medicaid doesn't cover or doesn't cover well anyway. Programs to get people to quit cigarettes. If you're wondering about other states, like some of the libertarian states, Texas, for example, two Fs and two Ds, Mississippi, Fs across the board. What, if anything, should we be doing to further assist smokers in getting off, or should we just leave them alone, as Steve has made loud and clear he would like to see happen? On plastic bags, is it time to get them off the landscape by not offering them at stores? What sort of system would you like to see? A nickel paid for the use of a plastic bag? Thicker vinyl bags? The reusable bags? Paper bags? There are lots of different options out there being considered. Join us on The Exchange with either or both of these at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Next up is Sandy in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hi, Jeffrey. I'll confine my comments to the whole tobacco issue. I was a respiratory therapist years ago, and I used to joke with my smoking friends that I would be happy to be selling them the respiratory equipment they would need when they aged. Of course, I was not really serious. I wasn't worried about them. But what I think underlies the difficulty of quitting something like smoking is that our nervous system is designed exquisitely well for detecting things that happen quickly. Any sudden sound, any sudden flicker in our visual field, and we are on alert. What we're terribly, terribly bad at doing is tracking things that take a long time to develop, such as cancer and such. And I heard the Diane Reams show about that new report, and the most frightening thing to me about it was that somebody mentioned that nicotine is a very slippery molecule. And once it's gotten into something like a carpet, it can actually stay there for 50 years. And when you think about little infants and toddlers crawling around and being exposed to that, and he made a lot of good points about the various things that are polluting us, but I sure hope he stays away from little kids because his clothes are going to be reeking. I gave a ride to somebody recently who stepped into my car, and I thought I was going to have to fumigate it afterwards, the reek of tobacco was so strong. I don't know what we can. I don't know what we can do except people waking up and realizing, you know, there's a larger responsibility than just your health. And you know, I've seen many lifelong smokers end up on ventilators for a long time or be confined to only small bursts of activity because they can't do. You know, they can. They can get enough oxygen when they're sitting still, but when they start to move around, they're gasping by the time they get to the front door.
Right.
So,
yeah, you've gotten to see the effects,
I guess.
Yeah, education. All right, thanks for that, Sandy. Appreciate it. And Sandy triggered a memory here. I'd forgotten about this, a story I covered many, many years ago in the Illinois Valley about a woman who was, denied custody of her child because she continued to smoke. And the child was so allergic to the cigarette smoke, even though she'd smoke outdoors and come back inside and cuddle the child, just the smoke on her clothing would put the kid into respiratory distress. And that was quite a case. I don't remember exactly how it resolved, but it was a very long time ago. But it was really hard for her to quit smoking. She'd been ordered by the judge, stop smoking around your kid or you won't have this kid. And couldn't do it. Interesting stuff for us to consider as we go along here. Anti-smoking programs, one of our topics on Vents Day. Plastic bag bans, the other one. Join us with your thoughts, your polite thoughts on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Paul in Grants Pass, welcome back to The Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, if we get rid of the plastic bags, what am I going to put over my head at football games?
A reusable bag.
Okay. Well, I can live with that. I can recycle something like that. Actually, it's a good step in the right direction with plastic bags. And generally, we need to reduce the amount of plastics that we're using nationwide, worldwide, significantly. First of all, it's taking chemicals away from the fertilizers that are feeding us. It's also the little blank pieces are getting into everything, all the way through the food system, as I understand it. Probably our friend up in Eugene can tell us more about that. But we need to reduce the use of plastics throughout society, and the elimination of the plastic bag is a good first step.
Mm-hmm.
So on that end of it, as far as smoking is concerned, my heart goes out to Steve, and I more than understand what he's saying. On the other hand, you know, basically this is a situation where you have another addiction, and these people need to be treated the same as any other addict. And we need to be operating at a program with programs to prevent people from getting involved with the habit, and we need to start slapping the cigarette companies around again for making their product even more addictive than it was. And the thing that's most troubling is these are the same people and their buddies that tell us that GMO products are safe.
Back up a step, though, the making the product even more addictive?
As I understand it, that's what's going on with the cigarettes. They're still fiddling with the formulas, and they're trying to make it even more addictive.
Wow. All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about anti-smoking programs and what we should be doing that we're not right now, or if we're doing enough, if we're even doing too much in the minds of some people. Join us on the Exchange. Here is Bill in Sunny Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. My granddad started smoking a corncob pipe at 29. He died of natural causes at 93. And he lived with his wife all their life, smoked that pipe in front of her all the time, and as well as my aunt, who's still alive. She's 89, and none of them died of any respiratory problems or anything. And everybody enjoyed Gramps' corncob pipe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great smell and a tobacco. And none of us had any respiratory problems in our families or anything.
He didn't inhale the pipe, though, right?
Pardon me?
He didn't inhale the pipe, did he?
No, you know, and that's the whole thing. There's no smoking. But my point is, you know, there's a way of doing this without harming anybody or anything. I used to hang out in a jazz bar down there in Lubbock, Texas for years, and people smoked like chimneys down there. But they had a great ventilation system, you know, which really enhanced the clean air in there. And it was a good environment, a lot of fun, great time. And Jeffrey, I fought the fires in Kuwait. And we were breathing that stuff all the time for 9 months.
The oil fires you're talking about.
Yeah. And it hasn't affected me at all, you know. And I'm 59, up going, 59 this June. So my point is, you know, it's a very individual thing, I guess. And I can see where people need to be courteous and responsible, you know. And my granddad never smoked in anybody else's house, you know. But he smoked in his own place and everything. That's just what my view is. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. Let's go to Chad in Roseburg. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about anti-smoking programs and plastic bag bans. Go ahead. Chad, you need to get right up to the phone and turn the radio off because it's 10 seconds behind you. Are you there, Chad? All right, we're going to put Chad back on hold. We're going to go to Wolfgang in Sunny Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
It was nice to hear Bill talking about responsibility. Good morning.
Hi.
Because responsibility is what I want to talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All these subjects, it is true that the cigarette companies are trying to make everything more addictive. all companies are trying to make everything more addictive. I mean, if you want to sell more of what people don't need, you have to make it addictive. But if you've ever been in, like, in North Africa and walked through the desert, not walked through, but I mean, I've seen it, plastic bags, you see entire cactus groves covered in black. You don't see them anymore. The plastic bags. And there is a huge blob of plastic bags in the middle of the ocean. So what we need to do is we need to learn to extrapolate from our little plastic bag of convenience, you know, and I'm just as guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I reuse them. Okay, so that's, I have a little excuse, and I reuse them for construction. But my little plastic bag times zillion and quadrillion is A, uses a lot of product that goes in the garbage, goes in the landfills. And it doesn't just go in the landfills, it goes in the ocean, it goes in the desert, it blows across the globe. So the challenge is to not only think about me and my momentary gratification or my momentary making it easy for myself, you know. Same thing goes for smoking. I used to smoke. And I grew up in a smoking household. Now, if I'm in a household where people don't smoke, it's unpleasant. So it's a boundary issue. It's also a responsibility, because my responsibility is not just to me and my little thing. My responsibility is like the guy next to me.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
is it pleasant? Is it good? You know, so it's this little. I can't forever and be that little infant expecting the world to wipe my butt.
All right. Thanks for that, Wolfgang. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about anti-smoking programs and plastic bag bans.
Thank you. Say, I, too, used to smoke 35 years ago. I quit. And kind of a curious way that I quit. I used to work in a sheet metal shop, and one of the guys, well, actually, he's the lead sheet metal guy. He was dying of colon cancer, and he was a heavy smoker. And he saw me one day having a cigarette, and he said, "Denny, come over here." And so I went over to his bench, and he said, "Put your hand down there on the bench. I'm going to hit it with this ball peen hammer." And I said, "What?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "You're smoking, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, that's going to do you a heck of a lot." He didn't use the word heck.
No.
But that's going to do you a heck of a lot more physical problems than me hitting you with this hammer on the hand. He said, "I could hit you on the hammer with this hammer every day, and it won't kill you. But if you keep smoking, you're going to get what I got." And then he told me about what he had and how all his problems. And I went home that night and thought about it, and I never smoked again.
Wow.
Because it was a good object lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could get hit with a hammer every day in the hand and live, but the chances of surviving cigarette smoking are not that good.
You're a good student, Dennis.
Huh?
You learn fast.
Anyway, so here's what I say about smoking. I think everybody knows now that it's not good for you. And I think that liberals are just like ultra-conservatives. They get on their little kicks, and they take it too far. And I think it's time for the liberals to back off the smoking thing, because everybody knows that it's not good for you, and leave it at that. And maybe people, use that little example that my friend used for me, if you need to give an example. But trying to beat people over the head or put them in jail, or, you know, that didn't work for prohibition. Now we're legalizing marijuana smoking. I mean, come on, let's just lay off of it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about anti-smoking programs and plastic bag bans. If you're just joining us, the genesis of the anti-smoking program discussion is the report about the state of tobacco control in the country. Both California and Oregon got Fs for their prevention programs and Fs for their cessation coverage under Medicaid. Both states got Ds for their cigarette taxes, but As for smoke-free air. So there are fewer places where you can find people smoking in public in both Oregon and California, but some other issues that the American Lung Association took with the state. The question is, how do we move forward from here with anti-smoking programs? And our other topic entirely is about plastic bag bans and whether those are appropriate. The California legislature about to take up another one statewide. Let's go to Mark in Redding. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, on cigarette cessation and all that. I won't get into my own personal testimonial, but I think that if each state were to put a progressive tax on cigarettes, 25 cents this year, 25 cents next year, 25 cents the year after, so on, and then take all that money and put it into smoking cessation and smoking and not starting campaigns, that would be quite useful. And on the plastic bags, I think I ought to just charge people a quarter a plastic bag.
All right. Sounds fair. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. About cigarette taxes, I'm glad you brought that up. The state of New York actually got an A for this. For $4.35 a pack, I think, is what the state of New York is charging. In Oregon, it's now $1.31 a pack, the national average $1.53 for a pack of cigarettes. So I'm guessing there's at least a D, if not an F, for the whole country on this. Let's go to Steve in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks again for all your topics, Jeff. Yeah, I quit smoking 25 years ago. I bought my first mountain bike with my money that I saved from not smoking for a year. I tried to quit when they were $1 a pack, and I didn't make it till they were $1.25 a pack. But I took responsibility for myself, mm-hmm. and I had this chain around my neck. Every time I went out the door, I had to have my cigarette, my lighter, my keys, now you got to have your cell phone and what else,
Right.
Your laptop, your these notebooks, whatever they're calling.
All those necessities, things. Yeah.
Yeah, just to get out the door. And I just felt like I had this huge chain around my neck just dragging me down. And ever since then, I've been working on, freeing myself, which is also responsibility for myself. And I find that with that, it's empowering, and I'm able to help in my own experience empower others. And I think big government is taking away our empowering of ourselves and our neighborhoods and our communities.
All right, so work on
it
on our own. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go just skip around a little bit here. Here's Bill and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, thanks for having me. I have two comments, one on each subject. First off, I'd like to compliment Steve, the first speaker, on his body that his family has, that they can just smoke like smokestacks and mm-hmm. not have any problem. But unfortunately, the majority of the people in the United States and the world don't have that. And on NPR, I don't know if it's your station, other than the top-line researchers say that everybody's smoking now. They continually smoking, 50% of them are going to die from some related disease from smoking. And that is a total big expense on our health care system. Mm-hmm. And taking that in consideration, how Oregon, you said, is a D in taxes.
Uh-huh.
I know other states and in countries like England where they have high, high taxes. The people we really have to worry about, the youth, they are deciding not to buy the cigarettes because they'd rather pay for a cell phone, which I think is a little healthier. And not to mention, if we have increased the taxes, I think half of that should actually go into our medical system, because we're paying for the people that smoke that have these medical problems down the road 50%. Now, as far as the bag, I live in Eugene. I think it's a great one of the best laws we ever had here, next to like the bottle bill in the state of Oregon. It's fabulous. The only problem is you forget to bring your bag from your car inside, and you can always take out the cart to put in your food in your car, or take one of the tote.
Just dump it in the trunk.
Yeah, dump it in the trunk, and your bag's already in there because you forgot to carry it in. It's no big deal, and the planet's going to make it. And plastic is so expensive, the cost of water. And, what is it, like a third of the people in the world today don't have clean water, and here we're just making convenience for plastic bags.
Right, a lot of issues there. Thanks for that, Bill. Appreciate it. Final call goes to Kathy in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hi. I worry that the bags that are made to be permanent bags, whatever they call, reusable bags. Mm-hmm. Are those going to become an environmental problem if and when they're thrown away? Are they biodegradable and so forth? And also that plastic bags are also used for vegetables and things in the bulk section, and I try to bring mine and reuse those, and that's another plastic bag issue that I think people should be aware of and try to at least bring their bags and reuse them.
That's a good point. And in fact, the bags in the produce section, for example, in the bulk food section, would not be affected under the proposed California ban. But that's the situation, is we've got so many different bans right now. What are there, 90 or 100 across the state of California, including Los Angeles counties? And so now they're talking about a statewide ban. Now, the local ordinances would still stay in effect, but we will see what the California legislature does. The Oregon legislature starts meeting within a couple of weeks, and maybe they'll take this up as well. We will see. This has been Vent's Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part. This is the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you.